Danny had never felt so alone as she did, seated in the midst of that vast horde. Her brother had told her to smile, and so she smiled until her face ached, and the tears came unbidden to her eyes. She did her best to hide them, knowing how angry Viserys would be if he saw her crying, terrified of how Khal Drogo might react. Food was brought to her, steaming joints of meat and thick black sausages and Dothraki blood pies, and later fruits and sweetgrass stews and delicate pastries from the kitchens of Pentos, but she waved it all away. Her stomach was a royal, and she knew she could keep none of it down. There was no one to talk to. Khal Drogo shouted commands and jests down to his blood riders and laughed at their replies, but he scarcely glanced at Danny beside him. They had no common language. Dothraki was incomprehensible to her, and the Khal knew only a few words of the bastard Valyrian of the Free Cities, and none at all of the common tongue of the Seven Kingdoms. She would even have welcomed the conversation of Illyrio and her brother, but they were too far below to hear her. So she sat in her wedding silks, nursing a cup of honeyed wine, afraid to eat, talking silently to herself. "I am Blood of the Dragon," she told herself. "I am Daenerys Stormborn, Princess of Dragonstone, of the blood and seed of Aegon the Conqueror."